Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show. 720 WGN.
We will continue to keep an eye on developments this morning following the launch of those Tomahawk missiles at an air base in Syria.
Yep.
We'll also possibly connect with President Trump speaking scheduled sometime around 9:30 our time. But I want to welcome to the studio right now, Laura Mae Sook Duncombe. What can I call you, Laura, that's shorter than that?
Laura's just fine.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, I love the idea of the book. These are literally the badass women of the high seas. Has anybody ever taken on pirate women before?
Not to this degree. They're sort of scattered across history, footnote here, paragraph there, but this is the largest collection of pirate women.
Cool. The book's called Pirate Women, the Princesses, Prostitutes, and Privateers Who Ruled the Seven Seas. You're going to be at Women and Children First, 5233 North Clark Street, tonight at 7:30, doing a reading and a book signing. This is your first book, right?
This is.
It's a bit of a whirlwind, I'm guessing.
It absolutely is, but I've been having a wonderful time.
So where's the interest come from? Because, you know, the modern-day pirate, we think of the pirates off the coast of Africa taking these giant ships. Other than that, it's the romanticized version of all we've seen in the movies, right?
Absolutely. Well, that's certainly where I got my start. I was a big Peter Pan fan as a child. And so when my parents took me to Disney World, I went on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. And it was a pirate's life for me after that. I was hooked.
Literally, right?
Yes.
And as you know, Steve, Laura, you're an attorney. You don't currently practice law, but you have such a great background. Where did the interest in pirates come from? And what's one of the biggest myths, I guess, that we've heard?
The biggest myth, I think, probably would be the pirates bury their treasure. That is pretty much a whole cloth fabrication from Robert Louis Stevenson. Most of the things people think about when they think about pirates come from Treasure Island. And the reality was really quite different, which was one of the many reasons I wanted to write this book, just sort of to take apart the myths and the legends a little bit.
So how hard was it to find research on these stories? Because I would assume, timing being what it was, these women weren't written about the way the men were.
Absolutely. And even the men really were sensationalized to sell copies. You know, the nature of piracy, they don't really file W-2s. You know, they're not law-abiding citizens. I know, right? So records weren't kept of them officially. But there are, you know, for some of the more notorious ones, we have trial transcripts. We have newspaper articles of the time. And then, of course, the myths and legends. So it is a treasure hunt to sort of track these women down. But that's what makes it so rewarding when you hit pay dirt.
Andrea, I was looking at the notes for the book,
yeah,
because I've not read the book yet. Laura, correct me if I'm wrong. Was there an Asian pirate who managed thousands of ships at one point in the early 19th century?
Yes, absolutely. That is Cheng Yi Sao, who is the most successful pirate of all time. She makes Blackbeard look kind of like a chump. She pirated longer. She had more ships. She had more men. And when she retired from piracy, she did so with the blessing of the Chinese government, who paid her crew pensions, basically to get them to stop pirating. So she went out on top on the government's dime.
And she looked good doing it, Steve, and then she went out to lunch to celebrate.
Well, here's the thing I don't get, right? Because you think about the early 19th century and you think about pirating, you think what could be more, again, sexist or more limiting for women than that? How did this woman, this Asian woman in particular, become such a legend, and how did she control all these men?
Well, she did marry into the fleet, but it was much, much smaller in scope and scale when her husband was a pirate. And after his death, she just built it. I think she would have had to have been incredibly good at what she did. You know, she would have commanded respect. And they made so much money and were so successful. I think, you know, her crew couldn't argue with the results. Very few pirates were able to retire. And her pirates were the only ones who retired with a government pension. So she was very good to them and they were very good to her.
I think initially, you know, you said yo-ho-ho and a bottle of Pirates of the Caribbean. That's kind of what maybe our first experiences mm-hmm. as kids with pirate, and it's cool to be a pirate for Halloween with the eye patch. But I really like that you dispel the myth that the women were just the wenches and kind of on the arms of the men, that they, too, like this particular pirate, kind of took control.
Absolutely. I think that the sea is a great equalizer. You know, like any extreme sport, you sort of, everybody's in it together. And as long as you're pulling your weight, some of these superficial, you know, gender constructs are stripped away. And as long as you did your share in the crew, you were able to be a part of it. So, yeah, you know, women, as long as there's been a sea and things to steal, there have been pirates. And as long as there have been male pirates, there have been women pirates. So.
Were there, some of this is myth making too, right? Because some of these stories, you had to find the facts amongst the fiction. But was there violence? Were these women violent in controlling their pirate ships and their empire?
Absolutely. There were many women pirates who were well renowned for their cruelty above and beyond some of their male counterparts. Maria Cobham, for example, just really loved chopping people up.
She got to get a hobby.
Yeah.
Really,
I mean. No kidding. Would there be modern day pirate women too?
I don't know as much about that. I imagine there may be some women on the Somali ships. I drew the line at the turn of the 21st century, yeah. Just because you had to stop somewhere. But I can't imagine that there aren't, because there were women at every stage throughout history. So I don't know why they'd stop now.
Yeah, exactly.
Feels like a movie.
Doesn't
it? It really does feel like a movie. And I'm kind of surprised it hasn't been made yet. But is anybody talking to you about that?
You know, not yet. So Hollywood, this is a great opportunity. If you're listening, you know, give me a call.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm interested. Let's do this.
Come on. And I assume because the book is so well reviewed that they're going to ask you to do another one. There's plenty of material here.
I think so. I'm happy to talk about pirates for the rest of my days. I don't mind being the pirate lady one bit. So.
Now you have a son or a daughter?
I have a son.
How old is he?
He is 13 months old.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. He's the best.
I look forward to him getting old enough to go, I'm sorry, Mom, what was your first book about?
Yeah.
It's Laura Sook Duncombe, author of Pirate Women, The Princesses, Prostitutes, and Privateers Who Ruled the Seven Seas. Again, she'll read it and ask questions, or I should say answer questions about it. Sure, she'll ask questions too. Tonight, 7:30, Women and Children First, 5233 North Clark. And congratulations on it. It's not easy to write a book, and you picked a particularly tough topic. But again, it's a movie. I love this idea, so it's really nice to have you on the show.
I'm with you, Steve. Thank you so much. I should also add, it's National Beer Day, so there will be beer at the reading.
Oh,
and also, Women and Children First is BYOB, so you know, grab a bottle of rum and
Dave?
Come on down.
I'm right here, Steve.
That is Dave? One of my favorite bookstores in the city, in Andersonville. It is fantastic. It's a great venue, so get on out there. And yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Come on down, everybody.
Yeah, so if Dave stumbles in and he's thirsty, don't be surprised.
Yeah.
Safe travels. Congrats on the book. Pirate
thank you
Women,
so much.
The Princesses, Prostitutes, and Privateers Who Ruled the Seven Seas. You know what I always say? You're careless. You'll lose a copy. Get two. Get three.